Okay. Welcome, everybody. I give you my peace. Our host is going to be Starlight. So we will ask her to open in prayer.
All right. Dear Father, thank you for bringing us together in our fellowship together. Please bind all of our hearts. And I know evil's bound, but if there's any outside distractions, please allow us to be all connected. We look forward to hearing your word tonight, Father, and we're excited to hear about everyone's gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Short and sweet to the point.
Let's go.
No one's ever complained about a short prayer or short service. All right. So just to share with the team, Aerostar asked me to go on hiatus for a little bit. So we ask that you please remember him. He's going to be on the calls, though, listening. So we're thankful for that. And then I met with Father on Friday, and this is what he had to say. My dear guardians and my dear children, it is with immense joy that I greet you this evening. So much you have wrestled with in this past month, and you survived. That was a little joke. I feel sometimes that humans feel that a cut on their finger is a limb being cut off. Too much drama and exaggeration. You know better than to think that, or you know better than to think or do that. I have been preparing you for years. You are ready for whatever comes. Yes, you are. Believe that. I asked all of you to come to me and I would give you a new gift and tell you where I needed you to go and serve. Most of you have done that, and you will share that with each other tonight. Thank you for doing as I have asked you. Please share. Why? Why did I do this, you may ask? Number one, I wanted to see how obedient you would be. Number two, would you receive my gift with the right heart? Three, would you go and serve where I told you to go? Four, would your understanding within that moment open up and you would see why I sent you there? Five, would you serve me and those you saw selflessly? Six, would you, after you received your gift, continue to use it? Seven, would you now see yourself as I see you? Eight, would you ask me for more gifts to help others? You probably did not know that you could ask such a thing of me. Number nine, would you be excited about your new gift? I know that Tryland was not really excited about his gift. He will explain that to you. Yep, I just threw you under the bus. 10. And finally, what did you learn about yourself and why did you receive this gift? Sit in that for a moment and think about it. We'll now take a dramatic pause for effect. This is important. I never do something without it bearing a purpose, be that for you or others. You know, as I have said, every opportunity is a learning opportunity. What have you learned? You may share that with your teammates when it is your turn to talk. You are incredibly special to me. Numerous times, you do not fully understand the place you have in my heart or why I chose you over trillions of other souls to be a guardian in this time. It is my hope that someday you will, and that time will be within the next few weeks. Did you see what I did there? I set a time bracket, 3 weeks. You must find these answers by May 10th. That is 21 days. Do as I ask. Please look inside yourself and find these answers. Meditate more. Do inward reflection. Make the time for yourself. No one else can make time but you. The time is truly short now. I have told you this before to motivate you, but you have not seen the urgency in this statement. You see the world around you, chaos, wars, hatred, anger, people feeling lost and desperate. Natural disasters abound too. Wake up, children. There is not a do-over for this time. There is do it now. Again, a little humor. But what I have told you is no joke or a laughing matter. Some of you seem to think that my plan will not unfold for years. That is a false lie that you yourself use to make excuses. I will no longer accept any excuses. You need to do as I have asked of you, please. I do not have the time or have allowed my plan a period for me to choose all new guardians and cross my fingers and hope for the best. I deal in exact moments. I have chosen a path and a time, and you are almost short of that time. Do you hear what I am saying? Do not waste any more time on this world. Do not get wrapped up in politics and the drama of this world. All of you need to rise above this. It is a distraction for the lies and fantasies Satan creates. People eat that garbage up, do they not? If it's negative and criticizes someone, they jump on the bandwagon. As the saying goes, here we go, off to hell, whoopee. Yes, I just said whoopee. My dear children, do you feel me in your hearts? It is a burning, driving force. That is HS guiding you. Embrace it, and he will guide you more so that my plan will succeed and all of you can come home and have rest. I love you always. I will share with you a little bit. I can't go into great detail, not yet, anyway. We all know there's a lot of stuff going on in the Middle East right now. And I don't think I've ever sat in this moment and thought, those people over there are like our cousins, the Israelites. Jesus came from the Israelites. Christianity was born out of Judaism. And these people over there were made a promise by Father that he would always have them as his people. And there's no coincidence that they are being attacked now. I'm going to ask everybody to please pray for our cousins over the sea, okay? It's a horrible thing that's going on over there. And we're aware of the fact that Father has his hand over that situation, but he's asked a handful of guardians to step in, and they are. And I'm just asking everybody to pray for everybody over there, okay? Please don't forget them. I also wanted to say in my text I sent to you, I said I don't want to call it a meeting anymore. And the reason is that we don't have an agenda, we don't have an itinerary, I don't have any really planned things anymore like we used to. So I kind of viewed this moment as us just fellowshipping together. We share some experiences, we laugh, we get emotional, and we just talk. And that's what fellowship is. It's just spending time with each other. So that's why I'd like to refer to these as our monthly fellowship time. For the agenda, well, agenda, we don't really have an agenda, but I did ask that everybody share their gift, what Father did, how that all came about. So I put myself first because I feel I need to explain why Father threw me under the bus. So I went to go see him after the meeting, and before I could even get to his throne chair, he leans forward and he goes, "Your gift is kindness." And I looked at him and I went, "Kindness? Are you kidding me?" And he goes, "Not that you are not kind, but I feel sometimes you just need to be more kind. And so I need you to go into eternity with your brother, and I need you to be kind to these souls that you go and see. Do you think you can do that?" I'm like, "Yeah, fine, I'll go do that." So Jesus took me into a couple realms, and I stood there, and Jesus looks at me and he goes, "Just stand there." I said, "Seriously, that's all I'm gonna need. That's all you want me to do." He goes, "Yeah, just stand there." So I stood there. I pogged everybody. And I did say to everybody, "Please receive my kindness and my love." And then I was overwhelmed by the emotion that I got back from these souls. And some of them came running up to me and actually hugged me. So I thought to myself, I guess I need to be more kind. So that's mine.
Okay. Okay. So mine is, so mine has kind of a few different parts to it, but it all works together. So my gift, when actually part of it, I was driving down the road and Trilland and I were having a conversation, and part of my gift came out then, because we're talking and I can hear Father in the background, chiming in our conversation. And so my gifted knowledge, which is in educating, right? And I've always sort of had that gift, but then I've always then part of it is seeing things from, I say, different perspectives, but I see things from several different perspectives, not just like the black and white or one side or the other. It's more of like a outside the box thinking. And so with that, this was the part where I was like, no, absolutely not. He was like, so you need patience with people. And I said, absolutely not. No, patience isn't part of my vocabulary. We don't do that. And part of it is with the patience comes with empathy, because I need to be more empathetic, because I've been really struggling with the fact that people have knowledge and they have the power and they have things that they can do to help fix themselves or change themselves, but they choose not to. And so that's where like the empathy part and the educating part and the patience part, patience is huge. So that's kind of where all of my gifts sort of went together.
Hey.
And I'm not necessarily, I haven't gone into eternity yet. But I know that ever since, him laying these gifts into me, I've actually been using them a lot every day. And they're in the forefront of my brain. And when I speak to people, or if I can just start my, feel myself getting frustrated or whatever, I remind myself, no, you have the gift to be able to deal with all of this and to be able to, navigate through all of it. So that's what I have. And I don't know, is Blazar on? I don't think we saw him on there. So we will go.
I'm guessing, I apologize, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm guessing he is not.
Totally fine.
He's with his mom right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
absolutely. No, absolutely. Our screen, I didn't scroll over. So, okay. So the next person to go is Zenith.
okay, so bear with me. This is kind of a two-part thing. And I did
Everybody's
write
been
notes
very equal.
because,
It's a
well,
multifaceted gift.
yes.
We've been trying to take the time to meditate. Well, a few weeks ago, we both sat and meditated, and I had been going through just some emotional things and whatever, different things. So the first thing when I went into the throne room, because I'm like, okay, you said we're going to be getting get whatever. So he put me on his knee, and Father did, and Jesus handed me a box, and he said, when you're frustrated and upset, he's like, just open this box and put everything in here. I'll take it for you. I'm like, that's beautiful. That was a beautiful gift. Well, then Father handed me a ring, and he put this ring on my finger, and he said there was like these little golden yellow pearls in there, and he's like, you're going to be needing these when you go into the realms. He's like, they're basically they end up being like light, like a soft warm light. And in this particular, when I was meditating at this point, he was like giving me these things and showing me these things, but he wasn't really telling me yet what I was supposed to do. It's like there's more to come, you have to meditate again. And it's like he's kind of, well, just so I don't forget here. So he gave me that ring, and then he also on my helmet, and I was given this like a long time ago, there's like little points. And there's a like a yellow stone here, and there's some other stones. Well, the stone is like my headlamp when I go into places, but it's always a soft yellow golden light, like a candlelight. And I said to Jamie, it's so funny because I have these candles all over my house, but I never put all that together that that's what he has me use going in these realms, because they don't always want the bright light. Well, he gave me the yellow light. Well, at this point, he showed me the green stone, and the green goes right to my heart chakra. And he says, when you go in here, you know, my brother Bob's in there. He's like, this brings you peace, and the two of you need each other. And he also, at that point, when I went in there, Robert told me, that's when he told me to look at British Columbia and Greenland, and they really need some work. So I went in and cleaned those out. And that's when I let you know that, you know, okay. So he kind of has helped me through that. But then he kind of told me, he's like, okay, one more thing he gave me was this compass watch thing that lights up. Because he's like, you know, you kind of need to navigate where you're going. And I use my GPS all the time on my car. So I'm like, okay. Well, then he's like, that's enough for now. So then I meditated this week, and he actually took me with this compass into the, or he told me where to go. He actually showed me a map. And so we took Darefield and I went, and there's these deep, dark tunnels. And we just kept going down and down in these tunnels. And then it opened up to these little caves. And it was very dark in there. And of course, you know, I've got my little lights and my compass. Well, then we realized it was icky. It was like so much evil. So we're killing and getting rid of all these demons. And well, next thing you know, Jesus shows up and he's like, this is the realm where all these little children, they're unloved, they're abandoned, they're forgotten, and they have no hope. And they're, so when Jesus showed up, and of course there was light then in this cave, and we could see all these little children like tucked in these little cracks and crevices and just hiding. So he told them, you know, he was loved, or they were loved. They're not alone. They're not abandoned, and they will be helped. Well, then I was compelled to go up to them, and I touched them on the shoulder, and just to have them look up at you like that and just, you know, need. And so then I handed them each one of these little pearls, and it.
From your ring.
From, yeah. And it was just so cool because it was just enough warmth and light for them to give them hope. And so we did that. And then when I left there, Father says, you know, he also said, that's going to be your task for a while. He said, because these tunnels go on for miles. And he's like, and you're going to be busy going in there and finding these children. So I'm like, okay, so I've got my job. And he also said, Alaska and Iceland and Greenland, he's like, they need cleaning and maintaining. So that's what he kind of wants me to keep up with. So that's what I was given and told to do. And he keeps telling me there'll be more. So I have to keep meditating so he can keep showing me things. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty cool, I have to say. I mean, not seeing those children there, but knowing that we could help them. And, you know, it was very moving. So, yeah, that was mine.
Very nice. Okay. So the next person on the list is Nova. I know that.
Hello.
Okay. I was like, I know that you're driving, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to be able, if you would be able to share.
I can share. I'll try to be a little bit brief because I am driving, but I'm hands-free. So.
Good.
But a little bit of sort of backstory is I'm super stubborn and I know that about myself. I didn't know that I was that stubborn until all of this. And I kept trying to go to the throne room and I couldn't find it. And I was struggling a lot. And then I had an experience with a distant family member who I was talking to, and she was having some issues going on, still is having some issues going on in her house and in her with her and her daughter, and it's really awful. And I had tried, I was talking to her and she was explaining it to me, and I knew that it was not people that were creating this. And so I had texted Treyland and Tricus, and they said, you know, talk to Blazar. So I did. And then I didn't know what to do. And so I just thought, I need to create a balloon around her house. And I don't even still to this day know how I created this balloon. Because I'm the infant of the group here. And so I'm like, I don't know how I did this, but there's a balloon. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, then I felt this huge pang in my left side. And like somebody, like I was getting stuck with something. And I went, ow, what was that? And it was my gift. And it was, you know, Father was like, all right, I've been trying to tell you, honey, but you're not listening to me and you're not figuring this out. So I'm just going to give it to you. And I think what I've learned from this is that my gift is to be silent and to listen. I am a talker. Everybody who knows me knows that about me. I'm not very good at shutting up. And I don't listen well, because oftentimes when somebody else is talking, I tend to be thinking about what am I going to say instead of just truly listening. And it has actually been kind of beautiful since this, that I'm trying to take more time and a stronger effort to just listen. Don't fix it. Don't think about what you're going to say. Just listen. Just shut up and listen. And yes.
Very nice. All right. I like the fact that everybody's experiences are so different and nobody is having like the same thing, but it's, I don't know. It's just cool.
Yeah.
Okay, next is Tricus.
Okay, so I went and visited Father after the meeting, and since November I've been ill and sick and been using Walmart delivery and not going out in the community. I usually am out of the building and I'll roll to the different stores and, you know, tootle around and, you know, shop or just spend time out. And he told me that ends today. Like, oh, okay. He says, I need you out in the community back. I said, okay. He goes, your gift will be when you talk to people, you will give them what they need to hear to feel better about themselves and to be better at becoming a bride. I said, oh, so unscripted. And he says, "It, no matter what you say, it will be what they need. You know, of course, don't be dumb, but, you know. And so I made a point of canceling the Walmart delivery and went back on my regular routines out and about. Last Saturday, we had an open house for the community. So they made flyers and I ran around to the different businesses and stores and, you know, credit unions and banks and gave a flyer and said, hey, by the way, I don't know if you know we're here. We're that weird building behind the Burger King. Come on by. I did that. Well, the day before the open house, my wheelchair broke. The lift stopped working. So I laid in bed for that day and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, quite dejected, quite upset. I can only lay on my right side, so I was also quite sore and fatigued. I felt like I was doing a really good job, but I felt like I let him down. But the long story short, the EMS is coming in twice a day to move me from my bed to my wheelchair, from my wheelchair back into my bed. I won't even go into the wheelchair part and their repair. That's just negative. I'll share that some other time. But I just realized today I was sitting outside enjoying a flavorful dried wrapped piece of tobacco, and I thought, I haven't gone anywhere in 2 weeks. And then a thought came to me, like, yeah, but I'm now getting closer to the staff. I'm pretty independent. I don't need them for anything, and now I need them for everything. I mean, quite literally, like I can't even get a cup of water out of the thing because I can't get my chair up. So I'm getting to know the staff, and I'm getting to talk to them, and I'm having pretty interesting conversations, and they're all just coming in wanting to hang out, just talk, like, what's up, like, just want to hang out. And two girls just sat here for a half hour. At the end of their shift, they're allowed, if everything's done, just to hang out. So instead of hanging out at the desk, they're hanging out here at the on the floor, just chit-chatting. So I mean, and I'm talking to staff that, I mean, I'm not unfriendly, but I'm getting a deeper knowledge. So I'm still fulfilling God's wishes and sharing. So it's pretty interesting. He shared some other things with me that I'll share down the line, as far as why my wheelchair broke, which very frustrating to be obedient. But anyway, that's my gift. So I'm basically just doing what I do best, talk. And it's pretty neat. So that's my gift.
Very nice.
How unfair is that? You get to be the talker and I have to listen.
Well,
Like,
you know,
what
that's
the
father's humor.
isn't that funny? There's irony.
Oh, goodness. All right. Next is Atmos.
Hi, everybody. I guess maybe I did this whole thing wrong because I got a new car.
Whatever.
You
just kidding. So actually, my gift is love. Not what I expected to get. I was hoping for something cooler. No, I'm just kidding.
Something faster.
Hey,
It was the long, it was a
what's
long,
that
it was a
supposed to
long,
mean?
Like me, a pearl ring?
what it means is it was along lines of what Tryland experienced. It was like, oh, okay, what's he trying to tell me about myself? You know, I don't love enough. So it's definitely been at the forefront of my mind here since I received the gift, and it's changed the way I react to things. The way I react to people. And man, ever since we moved down here to Oklahoma, he's been kind of twisting my arm on that. Never really realized it until he gave me that gift. So working on the love piece. That's
Hey, straight to the point.
it. Very nice.
You at most you can borrow Shamuel anytime you need.
Thank you.
I believe I can't see here on our screen. Aquos, you're next if you are on. All right.
Hey, everybody. I thought my gift was peace, and I went to the throne room and I saw it for the first time. And then, long story short, it ended up being Satan. And
That's not a
so, no. At most, you got to teach me about the car thing. You did much better than I did. I pogged and then I planted a flag just to put it back in his face a bit. And then I got the gift of insight. And with
Nice.
everything going on in the world right now, there's been people at church and at work that have been talking to me a whole lot more, and just putting their minds at ease and being able to give insight onto why certain things might be happening, whether it be faith or our politics up in Canada are a little, let's call it wonky. and I hear down south too a little bit too. And it's been kind of calming the waters when Satan's been trying to stir them up. So yeah, that's what I got.
Very nice. I mean, that means you got to bump into Satan, but very nice about your kid.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Okay, so next up is Jarius.
Well, I've been kind of in a really bad funk. Couple of really deep, just bad roots in the road. And very angry. Pretty much at everything outside my house anyways. Just very angry, almost bitter, kinda. Well, I haven't been able to meditate. Grounding is almost impossible. Just irritated to no end. Well, we finally sat down, turned all the TVs off, no music, no nothing. We sat down and meditated. And basically, Diane did her own thing, and I pretty much was able to ground and still my brain, because it, like, vibrating, just wouldn't stop. So I got through that.
That was a couple weeks ago.
And the other night, last night, we sat down and did a healing on me. Now that I was calm, a lot of interesting things happened in that, which actually came out in service today. Yeah,
that's weird.
So he gave me a gift, a bow and arrow. And of course, you know, and he's opening my sight up now, but I have to work for it. Basically, the bow and arrow, it's kind of like the Cupid bow.
Yeah, he said it's not what you think it is.
Is it equipped with a suction cup?
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. It's to love more.
Peace and love because of the plug he has. Yeah.
And I haven't been using it.
Yeah.
And he basically sat me down and said, "Yes, you will." So I haven't used it yet, but this week is going to be interesting.
Well, and he's at his perch, you know, up there in the loft at church. So I told him, I said, "There you go. You had good aim at everybody out there."
Oh, he wants me to love more also.
Yeah.
So
send peace and love. Yeah.
Very nice. I call the outside of our house. I tell my husband that it's too peoply. I have a hard time. It's too peoply out there.
Right.
But yes, working through it, you know, there's levels of that I can tolerate. But anyway, so next on the list is Ultraviolet.
Okay. My gift is compassion.
Very nice.
It's a good tool to work on. So
absolutely. Absolutely. All right. And next up is Aria.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So did my you get a new kids, car? I'm sorry.
Did you get a new car?
No. Right, I got a babysitter. No, just kidding. That's what I got. So my gift is light. Funny how my mom and I are the same, and my dad and my husband.
Warm light.
But mine came, so I'm new to the whole team thing. And when I meditated, I finally got my, armor. And on my armor, on my chest plate, I have a star. And that's where Father put the light. And when I got my gift, I gave him a big old hug, of course. And he told me, he said, do you feel the warmth, the peace, the comfort, and the love that I'm giving to you right now from his hug? And I said, yes. And he said, that's what you will portray with your light. And he said that I'm going to use my light here on earth, but my main purpose right now is in eternity. So I go to the realm of the unforgiven. Of course, you know that I've talked about it many times. But Jesus and my lead angel and what's the main angel, the one that we all have?
Michael. Oh.
No, what's their name?
Archangel.
Yeah, my archangel. We went to the realm of the forgotten, or the unknown, and talk about a dark place. When I was there, Jesus, of course, his light was brighter than mine, but we both had a light. But all that we could see was just demons coming at us from all directions. And I was told that this is the next realm that we're going to work in with my light, and I'm going to learn how to use it and learn what it does. But I'm not allowed to go there unless I have Jesus, all of my angels, and legions, because it's too much for me to handle without that. So that's my gift. There you go.
Light. That's funny.
All right, Nuke, you're up.
Yeah, so I had a couple of realizations just during this call about my gift, which is always fun. So I had an eerily similar experience to Aquos, almost identical. I started meditating, went to the throne room, and then all of these ideas just started flooding my brain of what my gift was going to be. And I couldn't even tell you what those were now, which immediately tells me that was evil. That's not Father, because it's not sticking with me. And I had to reground, pog myself, clear the space, and then the bees stopped buzzing. Mm-hmm. My head was clear and I could actually visit with Father, and it was beautiful. And so the gift that he presented me with was greater insight. But it wasn't until Zenith, when you were speaking, that I realized it's not insight in the typical spelling, it's in hyphen sight. So Father's messing with me, playing with words again.
Interesting.
And so I've always been someone that both coworkers and friends, family, random people will come to talk about problems. And that's definitely been happening more frequently since visiting Father than it had been for a little while. And I'm realizing now, looking into these situations, it's not just seeing the issues at face value, or, you know, slightly behind that, what might be causing the issues. It's seeing deeper into the person to see what is troubling them versus what other people are doing to them to make them feel uneasy, if that makes sense. Yeah. But it's also looking inward to myself. So if I'm feeling overwhelmed or feeling frustrated, it's easier for me to see more clearly what the root of this issue is, to move past that, learn from it, build on it quicker, so that I can be of better service to Father.
Very nice. I like it. All right. So, Quasar.
Yes.
So, did you get a new car?
No. Nope. So when I went to see Father, I wasn't ready. I grounded, went to see him, and I said, "Well, I probably should get my gifts." I said, "But can't," he said, "No, I'm going to give them to you right now." And at that, you know, and Tryland said, "You know, just hold out your hand," and he put a new sword in my hand, and it's absolutely huge. And, you know, it's kind of like those swords that are really wide and long, and they come to like a you know, a point like that. And it's just huge. But, you know, it obviously, I look at it and think I'm not going to be able to pick it up, and I don't even feel it. Okay. And it's a sword of hope, you know, and that's my overarching gift. And I kept thinking, well, I was thinking something else and I was listening to you guys. But then Father told me how to use that sword. And he basically said, I can direct, I can basically take the sword and point it at something that I'm thinking of. And in my hand, it will go all the way there. And it's a sword of hope. And it's like, I just, if I touch someone's heart, you know, just touch their chest, that it puts hope in their heart.
Cool.
And then, you know, I asked, well, what about the, you know, the fighting that we do? I says, yep, it still does that. Okay. So it has, you know, it's a positive, and I mean, they're both positive, but it's a blessing and, you know, a protection. So then he gave me a new shield, and it still has the quasar on it, but it's also very big. And he said that there are those who need protection. And when you know of someone who needs extra protection, send my shield and they'll just cover them. And so that was kind of cool.
Nice.
And then I thought, well, I got a new sword, new shield. And I thought dagger. He says, yep, I'm going to, yep. And he gave me a new dagger. And nice. It is like, it's a long, almost needle-like dagger.
Like a stiletto?
Stiletto, yeah. And I was thinking to myself, you know, truly, what is this for? And it's for something you wouldn't even think. He said, when someone has a wall built up, you know, and you think about it, you know, we've done healings, they have a brick wall, you know, they have a glass wall, they have all these different things. He said that this will pierce any of those. And so when someone is, you know, they're all closed off and they can't get out, or they don't even know that they're closed off. I can just touch that barrier and just destroy it. So that's cool. So then after that.
Wow.
I know.
You got one gift.
Yeah. But the thing, so it all comes back around. Okay. So he basically, okay. The last thing was, he changed my armor. He basically took my armor away. And I was trying to explain it to Cindy, but it's just like, it's all light, but it's, as we're sitting here, it's like linen. You know, it's like, it's just a linen cloak, and, you know, just the down, like a pair of pajamas. And they're just white, and they're unassuming. And they're just like, they're nothing special. They're just plain blank, but it's white and it's light. That's it. They're light. And so then you think, okay, all these different things. My overarching gift is hope. But I never go into eternity to see the hopeless. And so he said, all you have to do is point this and you'll be there. And so, and even if I can just send it. So, you know, and I think about the Jane Does. They didn't have hope. You know, the traffickers, they didn't even think about hope. And the homeless. And so, I mean, people that I've worked with, you know, but then it's like I did put two and two together and say, okay, yeah, these are the people I'm. So I didn't go. And then you think of the people who were hopeless. The kids who were buried in Gaza under the buildings, hoping that someone would come and get them and didn't. You know, all these different things like that, and people who get stranded, all these places. And so, I mean, all these things going through my head now, all these different situations where people had absolutely no hope. They tried. They were hopeful, but it didn't happen.
Very nice. You'll be using your gift. I like it. Very nice. Okay. Is Tranquility, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. I've just got laryngitis.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
So the gift that I was given was love and courage. And since I've been given those gifts, it's funny, but I've become more active in our congregation. I'm still relatively new there, but I've been asked to take on different roles. So I'm helping out in Sunday school, but also with the seniors group. And a lot of the seniors are not well. And the one thing that they need is courage. Mm. And so I find that that's how I've been using my gifts as of late.
Very nice.
Nice.
That is the end of our list of gifts and things. Does anybody have any experiences that they wanted to share from the past month, or I guess anytime, honestly?
I do. I've got a couple of things. So the email that I was assuming everybody saw, I was supposed to share in the meeting, not send the email, but didn't realize that. So
that's my fault.
Yeah, it's probably part of my fault too for being a little bit of a slow guy. So we can go to Jesus or the Father when we're struggling with things as a guardian, no matter what that might be, and ask for specific mentoring and guidance from an apostle. And they will introduce us to the right one to talk to. I was blessed enough to be able to talk to the Apostle Peter. He just smiled at me and said, you've come a long way, but you have a long ways to go, my friend. So there was that. Another thing too was, I was cleaning out my space and actually went to the throne room, and Father said, sit down in this chair right here. And I sat down and he said, I want you to look at your aura. And it was all tattered and beat to crap. And he said, I want you to grab one of the edges where it's torn, and I want you to, you know, kind of peel it back like a deck of cards and look at it. And as I did that, I saw, you know, the different layers of the aura and the different colors, right? And then I saw color black, color black, color black, color black, color black. And he said, that is actually evil energy that's in between the layers of your aura. So he showed me how to remove it. I removed it, pogged it, and it went away.
Okay.
And then he actually replaced it with straight pog shields in between each layer of the aura. So yeah. So he said, we all have that capability of doing that and clearing our aura and making ourselves more, just basically stronger. It's going to be a harder defense to break through for evil. And then the other thing is, we had run into the fact that, Satanists, have basically the same gifts that we have. So they are kind of our polar opposite.
So they're alive. They're humans.
And they're attacking Christians.
But they clairvoyantly put out this negative Satan evil.
They try to attack people clairvoyantly. But no Christians, you know, priests, bishops, whatever it is, however they can do it, that's what they try to do. When I was watching a video from an interview of a Satanist that did this, and she said it was really weird. She said when I would clairvoyantly go to attack certain Christians that were praying or praying in groups, there was always a blue dome around them and I couldn't touch them.
Right? Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. So in a couple of weeks later, Atticus was sleeping in his bedroom and couldn't get to sleep and his aura was vibrating. It was almost like kind of staticky, like a TV static, the old school TV static. And I couldn't figure out what it was. So I started looking at it and I found a cord attached to it that I followed. And I expected to go down this dark, deep tunnel and pop out into a cave somewhere. No, I popped out into somebody's apartment. And she was clairvoyantly attacking this lady. Her name was Alice. She was clairvoyantly attacking Atticus. So I pogged her and it pushed her up against the wall, and spiritually up against the wall. And it just broke every bit of power that she had. And then I cut the lines off and I asked Jesus to take over because I had no idea what to do. And he did his thing, and I don't know what that was. But
no.
And then I left.
No, because remember, he said, I can't do anything because she's human. She has to ask for help. So you your angel lifted her up and took her to Jesus. And she said, help me. And that's when Jesus took over.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. You're right.
And then you left.
Yeah, I've slept since it happened. So,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what happened.
A good thing you have a wife to.
Yeah, well, she remembers. She remembers stuff that I could.
But didn't you say that you also saw you took care of the biggest demon you've ever seen, and then there was that thing that had the face with the yellow eyes and you couldn't kill it when you were in there, or when you were, because remember her room was
it was horrible. It had to be cleared out, and there was a large demon.
It was the biggest one I've ever seen.
I had to kill it. I don't remember what you're talking about, but I know that the demon was destroyed. He looked big, mean, and awful. It was the worst one I'd ever seen, but it was easy to just destroy him. So that also pointed towards the overall power that we have, that Father's given us. So
long story short, there's people that do basically what we do, but for the evil side of things.
Wow.
And when I was meditating, I got my gift. And when I was in the throne room, Jesus actually, well, Father allowed Jesus to bring Alice clairvoyantly to me in the throne room. This woman, this girl that attacked our son. And I clairvoyantly could see her in the throne room. And she was gray and just looked sick. And she apologized. And of course, I forgave her and cried and all that good stuff. But at that point, Jesus was able to take her to the realm of the unforgiven. And I said, but I thought realms were only for people that are dead. And he said, well, in this case, I'm allowing her to go so that she can forgive herself and also be forgiven by others so that she can move on in her life. Mm. So once she's forgiven and once she's done with that, then of course, she wouldn't be in the realm anymore. She would be done. But I've never experienced seeing another person clairvoyantly in the throne room with me. It was crazy.
Was it her soul that was taken then, or her spirit then, maybe?
Kind of how we go clairvoyantly. So however, whatever goes, whatever we have up there is basically what Jesus brought up there.
Yeah.
So she's still alive. She's still here on earth. Right. But she was able to go clairvoyantly to the throne room and then into the realm of the forgiven so that she could work on herself.
Mm-hmm. Was she knowingly doing this? I mean, did she?
Yes.
Satanists knowingly do it, just like we do for good, they do for evil.
Why Atticus?
She just wanted to mess with
what it boils down to is they just are told to attack any Christians that they can come across.
And you know this person? I missed that. Do you know?
No. Have no idea who.
So no one in your circle.
No.
All right.
Just an innocent child that they can get attacked. so we have to protect. Okay.
The easier, the better.
And we have had, I mean, multiple things happen here at our house. Like, he just removed two portals, one from under Jeremiah's bed and one from his closet last night. I mean, we have had...
There's a lot that goes on in his room.
We have had multiple demons. I mean, it's just... It's been crazy here, the amount that we've... But then I guess Jesus told him last night that we need to rearrange Jeremiah's room because the energy doesn't flow through it the way that it should. So we're doing that tonight because I'm like...
Right? That poor child.
It's been a lot here.
Thank you for sharing this, Atmos, because there have been a number of instances where Noah wakes up like shaking and frantic. And I search everywhere and there's like, I can't find anything in the room, in the house, and on our property, nothing attached to him that I can see. But if someone is clairvoyantly attacking him or linking up to him, that...
And that's the thing. He, like, it took him a long time to find, and that cord was like almost blended in with his aura. Like, it took him, and I'm like, there's no way I could have never found that. I mean, I'm just not I haven't been a part of it that long. So like, he had to do it. And there's times where I can ground him, but most of the time he has to do it because I can't, I'm not that good yet. But it took him a while to find it and to see where it was. And yeah.
So there's definitely a confidence issue with you too.
Oh, thanks for telling me that.
You got all the tools you need. Just don't use it.
Well, what's really interesting that you say that is because when Jerry and I were dealing with this with my family member, it's people. There's people involved. It's not just demons. It's people. Right. And Jerry said the same thing to me. Is he said, Sandy, you need to be more confident. And I'm like, I don't know. I thought I was. And he goes, no, you need to be confident. And he stepped in and helped out, but he even said, it's not just, he's like, I think he might've even texted Triland, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, I'm dealing with something I've never dealt with before. These are people.
Yeah, that's where we were. I mean, I never even knew there was such a thing called a Satanist. Never in my mind would I have ever thought that he would have a team like God has.
Well, you know, you can't put anything past him. I mean,
he's getting desperate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Wow.
Okay. So Aquos wanted to give us an update.
There we go. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, because the same thing's happening to Victor too, a lot. Wow. And it kind of makes sense now, a lot, every night. So I just wanted to thank everybody for praying for Helen. She's still on. She's been on short term disability since the end of January, and. She was diagnosed with viral meningitis, so the infection of the wall of her brain. And at the worst of it, she couldn't walk, she couldn't talk, and she didn't know where she was. And I've tried to be a glass half full person, and this one was a struggle for me. When it happened, when it first started, I was actually traveling for work, and one of the texts that she sent me was just all gibberish. And she said, no, I'm just tired. Everything's going to be okay. It happened the day before. So, okay. She had a cold at the same time too. And then when I got home, it got worse very, very quickly. And, when we called the paramedics after putting Victor down for a nap, her foot was getting stuck halfway down the step. So I didn't really know who I was going to bring home. And at the hospital, in emergency, because they didn't know what was causing the infection, she was in isolation. And they were telling me about home care and being in the hospital for 3 weeks and home rehab and home nurses. And it was getting a little much. And that was the Saturday. I'm sitting in this room with her, and she's on morphine, so she was out. And I lost it a couple times because it was just it was a little much. And I said to myself, all right, well, I got nothing else to do. I may as well read the Divine Service Guide. Nice little light reading material. And before I did that, Apostle Zuer in Canada was going to be in our home congregation. And so I looked at the text and faith without works. Okay, that's nice. Then I went to the Divine Service Guide that everybody else was going to be reading. And I opened it. And I'll never forget it. I read the title and then the message, then I read the text, and the text was Matthew 28:20, just an excerpt from it. I don't know if you guys remember this text, but from the service, is the Lord Jesus saying, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the ages. And when I read that, I lost it. But I'll admit to you all that, even after reading that, I still struggled. And then I thought of the centurion man, and I said to Father, I believe, help my unbelief. And when I said that, then things started getting better. And the next morning, out of nowhere, I get a text from Helen, and it was perfectly written. And I thought it was a nurse writing it, but it was her. And she was up and she was walking back to the washroom and she was talking again. And and it was just, it was, well, I had no words. I still don't. And her last day that she was in the hospital, she ended up being in the hospital for 5 days. And we saw infectious disease the specialists, internal medicine, you name it, because they didn't know what the cause was. And she had to have 3 spinal taps, which is the same thing when a mother gets an epidural. But instead of freezing the spinal cord, they take spinal fluid out, and that's how you can detect the meningitis. And it was the one test that showed it, but it wasn't any of the strains, the thousands of strains that were in all the other tests. And on the last day, her doctor comes in and is talking and saying how impressed they are and blown away. And the last thing she said, and this is a doctor, she said, guys, I gotta say that the only thing I can tell you is that this was likely a miracle. And for a doctor to say that was something.
Amen.
And then it was very interesting because there was a worker service for all of the Canadian ministers, their wives, anybody in Sunday school, youth groups, retired ministers. We're all in the Kitchener Central Church. And Helen's still not well, so I couldn't go to it. But my uncle was going. And I had spoken to him because a day or two prior, my grandmother, who will be 90 in November, fell at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And she laid there for 5 hours. Because she couldn't get up, and she's also unfortunately not aging with grace. She's a stubborn German, and they don't want help. And just like that, my grandfather's 90 now, and he can't. He was laying on the floor in front of her bedroom the next night to try and help, just in case, because he's going a little deaf. And my uncle lives around the corner, and he was fed up and frustrated, and he was struggling too. And so I told him this story. And it was actually while he was on his way to Kitchener with my cousin. And he's like, do you want the link to the service? Sure, that'd be great. So he sent it to me. And about 10 minutes later, I got a text from him. And it was a picture. And I thought it was going to be this link. But I don't know about down south, but up here now, before the service, they put the text up for what the divine service is going to be. And the text for that service was the same text that I told him, Matthew 28:20, from that experience. And I learned very quickly, or not learned, I was reminded that it's okay not to be okay sometimes. And it's okay to struggle sometimes. And it's okay not to know. All you have to do is ask. We don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're reminded that we're not perfect, and that's okay. But with this gift of insight, it's sometimes any time that we don't know what's going on, that's a learning opportunity. And you can only learn by getting out of your comfort zone. So, Helen is still on disability, and Victor's the best medicine for her. She's good with Victor. She has migraines and back and neck pain all day, every day still. And, the biggest thing is when she turns on her laptop, within 5 minutes, she feels sick and she has to lay down, and that's just the brain healing still. So, if you wouldn't mind to still remember her, we'd really, really appreciate it. But the doctor also said if we would have waited any longer, then there was a good chance it would have been permanent. So that's what we're focusing on. So just wanted to share that with you all, and thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay.
You want me to read them? Yeah. Oh. So our birthdays, April birthdays is Nova on the 4th, Marina on the 16th, and then May birthdays is Aria on the 8th. And our next team fellowship will be Sunday, May 12th.
That's Mother's Day.
Not good.
All right, I'll push it out a week. Lousy. I don't have a mother, so I don't care.
Oh
yeah.
Ooh.
Thanks for rubbing it in, Fred.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna go cry.
I don't have one either.
Well, oh. Your wife is a mother. I mean, you know, gotta think of that.
Kindness, okay. Suppy. Kindness.
Yeah, whatever.
Kindness. Okay. Suppy.
Going back to I was gonna say
going back I haven't heard that in years.
Suppy. I know, right?
Holy crap. Oh,
it took
goodness.
Me the longest time to change his name in my phone. The longest time. It was always Suppy. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's now on the 19th?
Yes, it's on the 19th now.
Yes, well, he'll send out
I'll send out a new invitation.
Okay. And I'm going to have Triland close in prayer.
Okay.
All right.
Father, we come before you and we bring our hearts filled with joy and thankfulness, and we sit in awe of you because of the gifts that you shed abroad in the hearts of our fellow guardians. Not one of them is alike, and you have created different gifts for every single one of us to serve mankind, to serve eternity, and it is very humbling for us to sit in these moments and realize the responsibility that you placed on us. There are no one else in this world that can do what we can do by your grace and authority, and we do not take that for granted. We pray that you will open everybody's minds and hearts and abilities and gifts so that we understand, Father, where we can help out the most in whatever situation comes up, and that we do not use any excuses anymore that we can't, because we can do everything and we can do anything because you're with us. We pray, Father, for our fellow guardians who have been struggling with their health issues. Provide strength for them. We pray also for Israel and the struggles that go on there with our cousins. Pray for your grace Pray, Father, too, for anything that we have forgotten that you're completely aware of, that I know you'll step in and help with fellow family members or anything else that comes up. Bless everybody in their businesses, their employment, their investments. But, Father, increase our faith, too. We look forward, Father, to when Jesus will come, and we will be ready, and we will be doing what you've asked of us. So according to what we ask, and in your name we pray, please hear us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
One.